All right, it is 7 p.m. on October 11th, 2023, and we will call the regular meeting of the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees to order. We will begin by approving the minutes of the September 13th meeting.
There are your copies, and then this is the actual with the attachments.
With the attachments, very good.
Same documents we reviewed.
All right, any questions with respect to meeting minutes from last month? Hearing none, I will move that we approve the meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
All right. Anita, you have some other...
How am I going to sign?
I am going to sign that. Kind of surprised I haven't signed it already.
Thank you. All right, there's the bank statement and reconciliation from September.
Any questions about the bank statement from September?
Questions.
Hearing none, then I move that we approve the bank reconciliation.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
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 All right, we can sign that and hand it back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, here are the financial reports for September. I think maybe I emailed them to you.
I saw, yeah, that these had come by.
Not sure.
Yep.
I remember quite. I would say the only thing probably to point out is, if you look at the revenue status report, under the American Rescue Plan Fund 2273, it's on page 3.
Yep.
It says budget 250, and then the revenue column is nothing, and it will be nothing. I think it just accidentally got in there because we had received it 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And
it just popped
we're not receiving anything more for that. So I want us to make sure we...
You'll square that out on the 2024?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Any other questions about financial statements? Hearing none, I move that we approve the monthly report.
I second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the monthly financial report, please say yes.
Yes. Scott, I did notice that earlier in the year, we had decided to post these reports quarterly.
Yeah.
I did that in the first quarter, didn't do it on the second quarter. We are now at the end of the third quarter, so I took what Anita, you sent me, I'm assuming these haven't changed. Mm-hmm. I've got them ready to upload to the website, so I will do that when I do my work on that this week.
Perfect.
And we'll go ahead and get those posted. And if anyone's listening and wants to know where to find those, you just go under the meeting tab for the month of October, and they'll be listed there as links that you can click on and look at each report.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tom. Got some POs tonight?
Payroll vouchers.
Oh, payroll vouchers.
For the road workers.
No hours this time, huh, Scott?
I
no hours for you?
No hours?
Yeah.
None to report.
Oh, you mean for road?
Yeah.
They kept you out of the cab?
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay.
Good deal.
They don't snow fly though.
Yeah, that'll change.
Right, there's just two of them.
Not a whole lot of bills either.
I think there was just two there, yeah.
All right.
All right, this is the payment listing for bills for the month of October.
All right, that's
signed
nice.
Tonight, and as well as some electronic ones that have already gone.
You know what? I got a call from the president of the Kidron Volunteer Fire Department Board today, and he's like, hey, it seems like we got paid less this year than last year, and I think the upshot of it was he didn't anticipate the 5% holdback.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have a Phil
yeah.
contacted me as well,
okay.
and I was in Phoenix when he contacted me, so I have a report to show him
okay.
how we calculated it.
Legit.
But it what they got was literally 95% of what we received.
Right.
So.
Okay.
And I think that's how our contract's written with them. And then I told him probably at our year-end meeting, which we'll probably schedule tonight, December 27 or 26, 27, 28, somewhere in there, you guys will get the remainder of that 5%. Mm-hmm. So he was satisfied with that. Oh, any questions about the bill listing, payment listing tonight? No?
No questions.
Then I move that we approve the payment listing.
I will second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. We'll sign those checks prior to the conclusion of the meeting.
And that was Tom.
Yeah. And you have any other pearls of fiscal responsibility to share with us?
Just an updated fund status.
Sweet.
After these bills. For your information.
Boy, that general fund sure is better than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about maybe putting $100,000 down into miscellaneous capital projects yet this year. We'll probably do that at the year-end meeting. But it sure looks like we got plenty in both road and bridge and general. We could even.
Well, yeah, we really saved road and bridge with the ARPA funds,
yeah.
right? Yeah, that's nice.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Kevin had sent the road inspection form, monthly department report. Did you guys have an opportunity to see that? Any questions?
Nope.
If not, then I move that we include those reports into the meeting minutes. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of including those reports in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And so that's approved unanimously. I think we've also received, I saw reports from East Wayne for September. I had seen one that I wanted to double check back up through 8500 where it was late and it was after midnight, so East Wayne staffing only one person after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Got a call in on West Lebanon Road, Northwest Lebanon Road, and one came from East Wayne, and then they dialed one in from North Lawrence and took care of it. So, it was a little concerning that we've got these levies for paid staffing.
Yep.
Had them for a number of years, and the dark of night, I get it, it's hard to get staffing, but just one thing I noticed. I don't recall getting a September one from KBFD. I don't think Carmen sent one over.
Did.
So I will move that we include the reports that we got from the fire departments into the meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of including reports from the fire departments in the meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous. Okay, with respect to the fire district assets that we had purchased here, well, we had provided funds and East Wayne Fire District was our sub-grantee. I attended a meeting, wrote a polite letter, not much of a response either way. Talked to Wayne County Prosecutor's Office and they said technically we're conflicted, but they advised that we should probably seek an injunction to prevent the sale of those, or the transfer of those assets. So that's before the board. We could go into an executive session to talk about pending litigation, but we're not.
Not pending yet.
It's
I
not
guess.
Pending.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of an overstep, I think. But I think so, we do need to decide.
Are they saying so that we would need to go out and get independent counsel? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. So, you know, there's a budget involved with that, and I think it comes down to what's the appropriate thing to do, and what is our course of action. So, you know, we've got $85,000 of assets. That was the book value in 2020.
You say it's 85,000?
85,000.
Okay.
For the power cot that helps guys, helps the first responders load the patient up into the squad, and then a life pack something monitor that I think these speak directly to the emergency room. They can dial those in somehow. So, you know, those, I'm sure those depreciate just like any other asset. So it's a 3-year-old asset, and right now one of them is in a squad that is at Downton, one of them is in a squad that is in Marshallville. I was at the meeting where the counsel for East Wayne said both of these assets should transfer to Marshallville. That was his counsel.
Why would he say that?
I can't say anything off the record,
yeah,
but
no, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think we've had a relationship with East Wayne that I think has been pretty good, but
yeah.
There may be others that don't have that same perception. So, and I hate to say that maybe we're being punished for that, but
yeah.
It sure seems like the residents of Sugar Creek are being punished for that.
So basically we would, you know, let's say as the taxpayer, in favor of us, you know, using funds to obtain legal counsel to try to keep that equipment. Now the equipment, unless I'm wrong, we're really fighting for that equipment to stay with our responding fire station.
Yeah.
So we're, yeah, that's a tough one. Because
yeah.
we're spending money to try to get it to what may become the Downton Volunteer Fire Department, which
right.
we think
yeah.
so,
yeah.
which will service the folks here. But is there going to be an arbitrator that's going to sit down and decide where those assets go?
From what I've heard, that arbitrator is going to be, or receiver, as the attorney
receiver.
Said, is going to be the Wayne County Auditor. I think there's probably two steps in there. The Wayne County Auditor will determine how to divvy funds based on what. And I don't think it's going to be Jara, because this will, I believe, take place after the first of the year, and she's not in office at that time.
Yeah.
So we've got
unfortunate, cause
an interim person.
Yeah.
And we're not. And here's the other thing I'm thinking. We are not suing for damages.
No.
We are putting an injunction on the asset preventing the asset from transferring. The asset exists, and what we're doing is we're saying it's got to remain in escrow, so to speak, until this is resolved.
Yeah.
And I think that receiver is going to be saying, this engine that's been in Marshallville forever remains in Marshallville. This engine remains in Downton. here's the dollar value of each. We want to come up with some 50% or whatever they're coming up with, 20% Marshallville, 80%. And so I would think it's, if Marshallville's assets stack up and it's greater than 20% of the total value, then there's cash that comes back over to even that out. So it's a 20-80 if they're going by that proportion of property tax.
Yeah, I mean, at a minimum, you would think that just anybody, any impartial arbitrator would say, okay, the one that's, the loader that's in Downton is gonna stay there.
Yeah.
And there's the possibility that the one that's in Marshallville would stay there, but if that represents, like you said, more than 20%, then there should be money coming, whether it's back to us, or...
I tell you, and maybe our quest here tonight is two-part. One, I think we need to talk to outside counsel to say, can you interpret the CARES Act, and if there's any case law for the unwinding of assets, since they're the subgrantor, we're the subgrantee, we're the grantee, is there a chain of custody there, or something, hierarchy of who gets that asset, and if now they are dissolved, does that revert back to us, and then we put it wherever we need to? So that's a question of what is the law. That comes before the injunction, I think.
Because, we'd like to know that before we take the next step.
And then I'm assuming that outside counsel would be the one that takes that step.
Yeah.
As well. So maybe we need to look at this as, let's secure a dollar number and say, let's pursue this review of case law and of the CARES Act provisions and see... What is our standing? I was a little disappointed that Wayne County Prosecutor, it's not their bailiwick or their expertise to be able to figure that out. Because that was, what, an 1,800-page document that got passed in the dark of night in Congress,
yeah.
I think,
yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
And what was their reasoning again for saying that we had to get outside counsel, Wayne County Prosecutor?
They're conflicted because... East Wayne is a political subdivision that they also
County.
Represent.
Yeah.
If they already have it, who's to say we'll get it back?
I don't know what the odds are.
Yeah.
Probably if the asset was lost, to go back out on the market and get it, would be expensive. Probably not going to get it in year one or two of the new department. But
do we know? You may know this. Does East Wayne have capital funds sitting in an account right now?
I have heard over 500,000.
So if there were to be, okay, this other piece of equipment stays there, but only 20% of it. There would be money to reimburse us potentially. Yeah.
I'm not worried about.
We could be talking more than it would cost us to seek outside counsel.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we could put a limit of $5,000 on going outside counsel. We could be through that in a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it is the juice worth the squeeze?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But I don't want it to get out of hand. Then there's also the optics of, do we want to jump in the middle of that shitstorm?
Right. I mean, yeah, they're, I would agree with what you're saying. There could be individuals that, look for things like that, and I think we just look at it like, okay, what's the right thing to do?
Yeah.
What is it prudent to spend our money, and what is the expected outcome?
Yep.
From that expense, but I don't know what it costs to have somebody give an opinion on that.
I will go back to Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, see if they have a recommendation for outside counsel.
Okay.
I think we three go back to our respective counsels and see, put a toe in the water.
Yeah.
What are the downsides?
Yeah.
And what are the upsides? And then if we need to convene a special meeting in order to authorize that, we can move ahead with that.
True.
That's not a problem. If it's something that is our conscience says we need to go, then we'll go. We'll have a special meeting to decide that. And that way we're not knee-jerking here.
Right, yeah.
Tonight, I think we need to have a little bit of time to think about the consequences of pursuing that. Do we want to play hardball? I don't think it's necessary to play hardball. Half of me, Tom, is almost like, let's just let this play out.
Yeah, because there's I think at a minimum, half of those assets are coming back to the responding fire department,
right,
whoever that's going to be. So, and there is a chance that if we do nothing, that more of the other is coming as well. I know what you mean, though.
You know what I feel most comfortable with? In the Downton transition team meeting, I said, hey, you know, I think it's appropriate to get an injunction, get this equipment. It's ours. I still believe that.
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing I believe equally is if this dissolves, both Downton and Marshallville need to have independent functioning fire departments. That's probably the overarching goal and the position that we should come in on.
Yeah.
The residents of Marshallville have, we have no representation on that.
Right.
But I think in order to, we need to have some type of a moderating influence, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's taking a path that, I don't know if we would get a whole lot of pushback by taking that road by saying, well, we're going to let this thing play out. I don't know if we have a lot of people that would come and say, hey, you're not representing us well.
There'll be one or two.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I think our response...
Versus the, hey, why are you pursuing this,
right,
you know, with taxpayer dollars?
Yeah.
We're being very transparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather have that resident come up to me and be angry that we're not pursuing it, knowing that January 1st is coming, there's going to be an arbitrator of,
yeah,
some kind, mediator, receiver, whatever, that's going to divvy assets. We have just, you know, maybe an injunction would give us a claim, but maybe a nice letter also gives us a claim.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too much of a...
Yeah.
Don't want to be too lily-livered.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the right time to be fire and brimstone.
Right.
I almost would like to reach out to the president of East Wayne and maybe on a personal level, not representing us, but just say, here's our goal. Independent fire stations. Assets at both. We would prefer to have the assets we paid for at Sugar Creek
being used for the Sugar Creek residents.
Right, in Downton.
Yep.
We will forego legal action if you can do this.
Yeah.
If not, decisions in their court.
Yeah.
At
no,
that point.
That's great. That's a great approach.
Give it time to see where it lands for,
yeah,
the first,
yeah,
year, because they might have the idea to give it back.
Knowing that, then we can still,
yes,
get legal.
Mm-hmm.
If we need to.
Mm-hmm.
We also, and I don't know if you have anybody in your network, who is the acting Wayne County auditor January 1st?
I don't know.
I've
not heard either.
So I'm assuming maybe there was a couple assistants that I've dealt with in the past. Maybe one of them steps into the acting role, but I don't know. Okay, so
okay.
That's,
yeah,
that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I think I feel more comfortable with that type of approach in email. I think we need to be a bit moderating here, because we really don't want to be in the middle of that mess between, I mean, shoot, it's the village down, it's a village Marshallville, Bachman Township has got their nose in it, and I think we need to maybe be the,
yeah,
the calm one in the group.
I'm fine with that approach.
Yeah. Okay, good. It's only words, man. I gave away all my negotiating positions right there, but you don't have to put that up on the website right away, do you? Okay, Arnold Road Cemetery disinterment. So I contacted the, sorry about the quality of these sheets that printed off my printer. I contacted Wayne County Prosecutor's Office and I said, listen, we have a couple of things here. One, what about disinterment? We don't know what enough to know that we're ignorant, so please educate me. And then also just review our bylaws, make sure we're up to date and conforming with Ohio Revised Code. And then our third request was, do we even need a cemetery? And the upshot of the third one is that yes, we do have an obligation to take care of any indigent, or is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's indigent township residents. Non-township residents, we do not have an obligation to.
Okay.
So we could close Arnold Road Cemetery. If we did that, then we would have to make arrangements with another cemetery elsewhere and pay for interment of these township residents that require burial through us. We would have to pay for that there. So I say as long as the asset is there and there's lots available, we need to keep it open. So
if you don't by chance know how many lots we have sold.
I don't.
This was curious.
No, there's a map over in the fire safe that shows what's open. Wayne County Prosecutor said we should add this addendum to our Arnold Road Cemetery regulations, and the upshot of it is we need to be very cautious about who we grant permission to for disinterment.
Hmm.
It has to come from the probate court. There has to be an order from the probate court, or there's an application for disinterment filed with us, and it has to be by a designated representative, a surviving spouse, or someone like executor of an estate.
Is that what we did receive?
I don't think we've received either of these.
It was just a phone call. Phone call inquiry.
Inquiry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And then
you said we must have an order from the probate court or an application?
Or an application for disinterment.
Okay.
I can send you that. Well, I have an electronic document that we'll get to. So that was a eye-opener for me, that we're not just going to go out there with backhoe and take care of it. And then I wanted them to add in this addendum to the regulations that we would contract with the vault company. We're not going to touch it.
And that would be at their...
Totally at their expense.
Their expense, yeah.
Yeah.
Requester's expense.
And then there's also a law in ORC that says if they died of a contagious or infectious disease, then there has to be a permit issued by the Board of Health.
I see that.
Our records are so ancient that I would say that we require some type of permit from the Board of Health for everybody, because we don't know what the causes of death were
right
there.
Sure.
And this also states that we would deliver the disinterred remains to the applicant, surviving spouse, or whoever the representative is.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of, this amendment is probably going to be the most detailed of all
part
our
of
regulations.
The whole regulation.
So that's one thing I want to continue. I got our Sugar Creek Township Arnold Cemetery regulations, which was approved in September of 2015, and this was typewritten, I'm sure, by fiscal clerk Berg back in the day. I have reformatted this electronically so that it's a little bit more up to date, and we have an actual PDF that can be edited. So I've added this number 17 into this document.
Oh, good.
I think we probably want to, and it doesn't have to be tonight, we don't have to approve this tonight. Maybe we approve the addendum tonight. That way, if this individual calls back, we're on record with it.
Let's approve the addendum.
Yeah. But I think we need to talk about charge to open for closing, open and closing the grave, and charge for a cremation, and the price of the lots. I don't think we need to increase the price of the lot. Nothing has gone up for us, but it's... Scott, would you say a half day of our time, at least one guy, or is it a full day with two guys? Depends on...
a full day by the time they open it up, and then we got to close it again.
Yeah.
So
we got 15, 16 hours, man hours.
We've got at least a full 8-hour day of opening and closing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're... you know, fully burdened with everything. We're about $45 an hour with all of our taxes and retirement, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So if we looked at something like, that's a lot. 16 times 45, 720 instead of 350. So from 2015 to 2023, costs have doubled.
Well, she'll have two guys doing this too.
Yeah. That's where I came up with 16 man hours.
16 hours, yeah.
So, is it wrong to say, to open and close, we're going to say $700, and for an urn for a cremation, it's not as big of a hole, not as big of a deal. You know, we could maybe make that 200, double it.
That's just a small amount of time.
So I could go back into this document and make those changes, and then bring that next month, and we can approve the whole thing. Did I give you that amendment? I did.
Yes.
So I think I've talked a lot there. I give you guys the opportunity to read that and ask any questions, etc.
Is this a copy for me?
You may have it. I can give you an electronic version if you'd prefer. I'd probably do it right from here.
Okay,
if you want.
That'd be good.
I think you've explained it well.
I think I have to do it from my laptop. Because it's on the matrix.
Do you need to keep this?
No. Okay. So if no questions, then I think this should be a resolution. So I move that we approve resolution 2023-10-11-01, approving the addendum to the Arnold Road Cemetery Regulations. Thank you, Scott, for seconding that. We'll have a roll call. Yeah.
Scott Whitney?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Wells?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So what I've given you here is revised Arnold Road Cemetery Regulations. I mean, it's not revised, it's updated, but it includes this number 17 now is the addendum. I will go back and change the rates as we've talked about here, and then come back next month with this.
We're going to go 720 or 700?
I think 700.
700 and 200?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll consider that next month.
Yep.
All right, so now I'm going to move that we approve a resolution to go into executive session. This will be resolution 2023-10-11-02. Go into executive session under ORC 121-.22, paragraph G6, with respect to details relative to the security arrangements and emergency response protocols for a public body.
I second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. we'll have a roll call once that's, Anita's prepared.
Scott?
Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Scott Feldes?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, we will go into executive session.